Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you an overthinker? Well, today I'm going to help you get away from overthinking. Thank you for being here and showing up for yourself to improve your life. And stay until the end because I've got an additional tip I'm going to give you. And if you've not done so already, I'd hugely appreciate a rating on Apple or Spotify podcasts so we can reach more people. So let's dive in. Overthinking. Am I going to overthink what I'm going to say? No, I'm going to get on with it. Well, overthinking was something that really affected me. And now and then, I'm not going to lie, now and then I can get caught a little bit in that paralysis by analysis when I'm analysing things but I soon catch myself doing it and I get into action. But I used to be in a position where it was something that just held me back in my career so much. I wanted to please others and I was like, should I do this? Should I do that? They might not like this. They might not like that. Is this the best approach? What if I get it wrong? Well, guess what? You're always going to get things wrong. You're always going to make mistakes. I didn't realize that. Well, I did, but I was scared of it. And that's the thing. We overthink things because we don't want to make a mistake. We don't want to make a wrong choice. Now, what are the chances you go through the whole of life in a straight line and make no mistakes? Absolutely zero. As nobody can get everything right. And that's a really, really relieving thing. When you realize you are allowed to make mistakes in life, not intentionally going out and making mistakes, it's just the fact it's inevitable things are going to go wrong. And it's about how we learn from it that counts. Overthinking is often because we're so scared of making mistakes. And I was. And I held myself back in my career so much. So I used to overthink when I even say something. In social situations as well, I used to analyze it and be like, oh, what do they think of me? What do they think of me? And what are the chances that everyone's going to like you? None. Because not everyone's going to like. And this may sound a bit harsh when I'm saying you're going to make mistakes and not everyone's going to like you, but it's the same with me. It's the same with every single person on the planet. I don't know why, but we're scared to make mistakes. Well, I do know why. I'll go into that in a little bit. I'll go into it now. It's because there are things we're triggered by left, right, and center. Negative things like the news, certain social media that can make us worry about things going wrong. And therefore, we start getting that overthinking mind to actually moving forward. Now, I'm going to go into the tips in a minute. What's the reason we overthink things? Our mind is very analytical. It's looking for problems constantly in order to keep us alive. The survival part of the mind, the limbic system, is very much trying to look for what's wrong. It's survival is part of it. It doesn't want to do things wrong. And therefore, when there's not real life and death situations, it starts to look at things and blow them out of proportion and overthink them. So it's, what does someone think about you? It starts to blow out of proportion. What's going to happen if you make a spelling error in something? I'm at a point now, I just do things, just take action. I'm currently running my first ever boot camp on teaching people how to do podcasts. Like, I could have spent another 3 months planning in detail. Would that do me or anyone any favors? No. I just go out there and I learn quickly. We could overthink for a lifetime, but what's it going to be like when you get to the end of your life and go, oh, I never done anything because I've been overthinking all the time? And we're going to go through the tips in a minute. I just want to explain that you're not alone if you're an overthinker, and I certainly used to be it. As kids, if you were a kid, we're all kids at some point. When you were a kid, think about it. You probably didn't overthink things, did you? You went out there and just ran around, screamed. Depends on your childhood, of course, but there's probably times where you ran out there, you played in the mud, maybe you played in the sand, you ran around screaming as a baby. Baby scream, they don't overthink it. They're just like, I want my food. I want to be washed, whatever. They just scream. They don't overthink it. And that's how we're born. Imagine yourself like a jug of water that just flows, it's clear, and it's free. Now, as we go through life, we have certain experiences and beliefs that come into our system, and that makes the clear water muddy. And that therefore makes us start overthinking. We're lost in our own systems. And it's not made any better by all the triggers out there. I've had messages recently and people saying, oh, you know, I'm really stuck moving forward and I don't know what to do. Watching the news, I'm like, well, for a start, like I've had a few people say this, why on earth would you watch the news? It's not the news, it's a business model. It's trying to get you hooked through negativity and then get us worried. So that's the first bit of advice. I always go on about that because it seriously harms people's mental health. So there's triggers, there's experiences we go through, and we've got an analytical mind. So it's no wonder we get into this overthinking way. The good news is we can train ourselves. I want to ask you this first of all, though. What's it costing you overthinking and not changing it? What's it going to cost you going through life and just overthinking things? How much longer can you overthink things? I've sadly seen this in many examples, particularly when people want to work with me. Sometimes, well, in sort of some cases, others kind of were in the overthinking mind and really pushed themselves in. And I give them a lot of credit. But often people, and I've heard similar coaches have this with people approaching them saying, I really like to be coach. And that's fantastic. And we can give a lot of value to people's lives. Now, I do less of the confidence coaching now, but this was more when I was in the confidence mindset coaching space. People would come to you and go, I want to improve my life. Fantastic. Great. I appreciate your attitude. You then talk to them about what, you know, the packages are, what the timings are, what the commitment is. And then they want to think about it some more. Those people will not change their lives. There's never going to be a point until you take action and change it. That's just the truth. I'm giving some hard truths today because people don't need a pat when they're overthinking. We don't need a pat on the back and say, it's okay, it'll be okay. Because honestly, it doesn't change anything. I had that for me. I had really caring, loving people, which I'm very blessed to have had and still have in my life. Not necessarily in the personal growth space and educated like I've been in this space. Pat me on the back and say, it's okay, it'll be okay, don't worry. Which is useless advice. I'm just being totally honest. We need to take action. We need to start doing things that get us out of this overthinking state. And I used to be bad. I'm not sitting here and saying I've never been an overthinker. And I can catch myself now and then slipping into it. But very quickly, I snap out of it. When we overthink things, we not only impact our lives, but we impact lives of others around us. And when I realized that was huge. Because when you're overthinking, you're not taking action to impact people's lives as much as you could be. And I don't mean like in a world leader kind of way. You don't need to be at that stage, or if that's not what you want to do, but it's your friends and family around you. If you're overthinking and in your head so much, you may think it's to keep them happy. But if you're not being the full version of yourself, you're being selfish. I'm just going to call that out as well. This is a very, I know this podcast, sometimes I call it out, but we don't have any favors by just having this pat on the back. We need to wake up. We need to start taking action. And that's why I want to give some practical advice to get out of overthinking. You're not going to get out of overthinking by listening to a little bit of motivation and going, oh, wow, I feel better now, and then not changing anything. You need to actually do something. Okay, so here are three tips for you. The first one is practice decision-making in as many things as possible. I used to be terrible with this. I used to be like, oh, maybe this, maybe that, maybe this. I've learned, and it's because we're afraid of making mistakes. Like I was talking about earlier, I was terrified of making mistakes. You're always going to have a chance of making mistakes. Think through it, obviously, logically and a little bit of common sense. Yes. Don't do something stupid like give your money to a stranger or whatever, unless obviously it's giving to a homeless person, you're changed on the street or whatever. I mean, don't give like your credit card details to a random stranger. Have a bit of common sense, of course. It's though the ability to practice decision-making very quickly. And you do that every day. When you go for a meal, choose something quickly. When someone asks you if you want to go to the cinema with them, choose quickly. Don't overthink it. when you're going to invest into an opportunity. Think quickly, don't overthink it. You've got to obviously consider, can I afford this in any form? Like, can I be practical? Can I be creative? You've got to think, yeah, how am I going to make the time? Of course, you've got to have those things in consideration, but think about it very quickly. The quicker you can make decisions and practice making decisions, the stronger you'll be to overcome overthinking. And the most confident people I know are not, they're now in a place, and they didn't used to be, everyone works through this. The only difference between decisive people and indecisive people is just practicing decision-making. And it is obviously very much related to overthinking, as I'm talking about. That's the only difference. Practice decision-making very, very fast. People like Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone, they get decisions wrong. Some of my idols, Joseph McClendon, they make wrong decisions, but they make them very, very quickly. And even if they make a wrong decisions, they know they've got the ability to bounce back. So practice, and you don't have to be doing necessarily a big, huge investment into something like buying a large amount of real estate, stocks, that kind of thing. I'm not talking about money necessarily. It could just be little things I'm talking about. You need to practice decision-making, like what meal you're having, what film you're going to watch. Are you going to go and hang out with your mate tonight? Don't overthink it. Just practice making decisions quickly. And if you're thinking, oh, well, I just can't get out of this overthinking habit, well, that's your problem. You're telling yourself that. You're telling yourself, I can't get out of this pattern. You get out of this pattern by doing new things. You start practicing decisions quickly. The second thing is relate back to a time when you didn't overthink things and see what you can take from that. Maybe it was something you were really successful in and you had like the confidence or belief in yourself. Just look back at a time when you didn't overthink things, and why was that? And what can you take from it? Because we can always learn from ourselves. And then the third point, ask yourself why you're doing it. Why are you overthinking? Spend some time with yourself. Really understand yourself, because when we can understand a little bit more about the root cause and why we're overthinking, that allows us to understand where we are and how we can move forward, rather than just saying, oh, I'm overthinking things. It's crazy the amount of times the analytical brain gets in the way. And I know every person who's going to listen to this podcast has got an amazing heart and they really want to move forward. That's why they're listening to this, because they really want to work. But the mind gets in the way. The overthinking gets in the mind. And I'm trying to get through that rubbish that's telling you to overthink it, okay, by going through these. Okay, so those are my three tips. Again, I know it sounds a bit more direct, this one, but I need to get through to people in terms of overthinking, because I care, because I was there as well. And it pains me to see someone saying, oh, yeah, I'm ready to make a change. And then they're like, oh, got to think about it. It's like, yeah, you just got into the same cycle again. So we really need to cut the cycle right now. So use at least one of the things I've talked about today to start changing your overthinking, because then we can see your true greatness when you do so. And my final one is the final bonus tip I've got for you is use the 5-second rule. You look this up from Mel Robbins. I've mentioned it before, and I like to repeat things because people need repetition sometimes. We don't know something until we've heard it and lived it. So the 5-second rule is you count down from 5 to 0, not upwards from 0 to 5. It doesn't work that way. Count down from 5 to 0. When you're thinking about doing something, for example, you want to talk to someone, count that, go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and then go talk to them. Or you're thinking about going in a cold shower, which is a horrendous one that I've done many times. Count down from 5 to 0, because that really eliminates the analytical side of your mind and really just gets you into action. Okay. And you can look up more. There's a great book called The 5-Second Rule, which is Mel Robbins as well, that you can read more about. So that's what I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I respect you so much for taking time out to improve your life and therefore the lives of others around you. And once again, if you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple or Spotify podcasts. I appreciate you, and keep working on that self-confidence. every single day.